What is your persuasion IQ? How have the rules of persuasion changed? In fact, what are the new rules of success and wealth? What are the successful, wealthy people doing that you aren't doing? What would it take to persuade with power in any encounter? Think about it. When was the last time you didn't get something you wanted? What happened? Did failure frustrate you? Our understanding of persuasion and influence has changed dramatically over the past 20 years. In the past, we did not know or care how consumers thought or what prompted them to buy or take action. Most people in sales and marketing were shooting in the dark. We hoped or guessed that what we were doing was working. And every once in a while, it did. Dr. Antonio DiMaggio sums it up best when he says, "More has been learned about the brain in the past 10 years than during the entire previous history of psychology and neuroscience." At some point, every persuader has lost a client, has failed at a business, or has even blown a new account. Sure, it hurts, but the question is, who or what did you blame? I know it cost you money, embarrassed you, even upset you, and someone must be blamed for that discomfort. It couldn't be you. The reality is that when you embark on a new career, start a new business, or attempt something new, there are risks involved. It is interesting to observe people's reactions when things don't always work out as expected. The knee-jerk reaction is, and you've heard this before, or maybe you've even said this before, "Well, it doesn't work." And I say, no, wait a minute, hold on, time out. It didn't work for you. But I know you can make it work. There are thousands of people in your industry that are in the same or even worse circumstances as yours, with the same intelligence, or even worse, who have made it work. It is not the vehicle, and when I say vehicle, that's the business. Is it real estate, network marketing, internet, commission sales, leadership, whatever the endeavor is, but it's the gas. So it's not the vehicle, the business, but it's the gas. Now, gas is the persuasion, the people skills, the self-mastery, the critical skills to your success. So when you've added the gas, the persuasion, the people skills, the self-mastery, to the business, which is the vehicle, that makes a difference between mediocrity and success. And you already know deep down that persuasion is the number one skill of the ultra-prosperous. Why is that? Is it a skill that only the successful possess? Why is this critical and vital life skill not taught in school? Why is it an attribute we should all dedicate our lives to achieving? If you stop and think about it, everything you want in life comes as a direct result of persuasion. Brian Tracy, a renowned persuader and expert in the field, says, "People who cannot present their ideas or sell themselves effectively have very little influence and are not highly respected." The converse of this statement is that if you can effectively present your ideas and persuade others, you will be highly influential and highly respected. You see, the power of persuasion enables and empowers you to read people instantly, create instant trust, get others to take immediate action, close more sales, win over your adversaries, earn what you're worth, get others to accept your point of view, hear the magical word yes, accelerate your success in business, enhance your relationships, win negotiations, and get your way every time you want to. Did you know that more CEOs of major U.S. corporations come from sales and marketing backgrounds than from any other discipline? Being the CEO of a major corporation may or may not be your goal, but the principles of success can be applied anywhere in life. Still, persuasion professionals, sales and marketing experts are the most sought-after employees. That's because persuasion and influence is the priceless skill the ultra-successful possess. No matter your career choices, dreams, or goals, persuasion is the key to your success. Parents, teachers, leaders, managers, entrepreneurs, employees, and sales professionals all need persuasion skills. Regardless of your actual job title, we all persuade, we all sell for a living. Jay Abraham, a renowned marketing expert, said, "The fact is, everyone is in sales. Whatever area you work in, you do have clients, and you do need to sell." Napoleon Hill spent 20 years researching success and prosperity, during which he uncovered the skills and habits of millionaires and discovered what the ultra-prosperous were doing that the average person was not. What habits, skills, and traits did the successful all have in common? Following the release of the famous bestseller Think and Grow Rich and Success and Grow Rich Through Persuasion, he dubbed the ability to persuade as the most important skill for reaching one's greatest potential. Your arena for persuasion might be selling a product, presenting an idea effectively, negotiating a better deal, getting a raise, influencing someone to become a better person, or reaching a troubled teenager. No matter what the setting, the need to succeed in all these situations points to persuasion. The power of persuasion has been called the magic ingredient. Persuasion is the key in every aspect of life. We use persuasion every day in every aspect of life. Consider these. Parents guide children. Sales professionals close prospects. Account reps sell clients. Managers build employees. Leaders influence followers. Coaches train teams. Advertisers influence shoppers. Lawyers sway juries. Presenters inspire listeners. Entrepreneurs win over customers. Marketers convince consumers. Mentors advise students. Politicians urge constituents. Corporations assure shoppers. Clergy convert members. And doctors cancel patients. All forms of persuasion. The list could go on. The point is we constantly find ourselves in persuasive encounters in every sphere of life, both publicly and privately. So, what is your persuasion IQ? Where do you rank? I mean, really rank in the world of persuasion and influence. Not where you think you rank, but where your prospects and potential clients rank you. And how do you move from persuasive mediocrity to persuasion mastery? So let me tell you a fable about a man in a shiny brand new SUV. See, one day after the purchase of a brand new shiny red SUV, the new vehicle owner felt excited about the purchase, but at the same time nervous about the large investment. It was a financial stretch to buy the car, but he felt so good behind the wheel. It just felt right. He just knew that this new car would open many doors, that it would be the start of something great. Things would be tight financially, but he felt the investment was worth every penny. 2 weeks later, the gas light illuminated, and he automatically pulled into the gas station to fill up the tank. To his great dismay, he watched the counter at the pump go to $20, then $30, then to $70, and it finally stopped at $82.77. That's robbery, he thought. It wasn't fair that gas was so expensive, so he vowed never to buy gas again, and he never did. And there his car sat, parked in his driveway, shiny and new and never moving because of his headstrong refusal to put gas in his new car. Now, you might not be a stubborn new vehicle owner, but you can just as easily invest in a great business, that's the vehicle, and it too will go nowhere without the proper skills and techniques. Remember the gas, the persuasion, the people skills, and personal mastery. To keep it moving forward. So you need to have the right skills and techniques, the gas, the people skills, the persuasion, and personal mastery skills to keep the vehicle moving. Deep down, everyone admits the ability to masterfully persuade is a priceless skill. A new, expensive, shiny car will go nowhere without any gas. Just as the gas is critical to your car, regardless of the cost, persuasion is critical to your business. Most people would love to be able to know how to persuade and influence others on the spot in any situation. Suppose you're talking to a friend, a client, or prospect, and you can't get your point across. Now imagine you could go to the mall, buy a spray can of persuasion, spray that person, have them instantly change their mind to your point of view. What would that be worth to you? How much would you pay for a spray can of persuasion? Imagine being able to persuade others with such power and ease. Now, the good news is that persuasion skills can be learned and mastered. The bad news is that doing so will take more effort than purchasing a can of persuasion spray. It is amazing how most individuals go into persuasive encounters without possessing even the basic skills. And numerous studies show that on average, that 74% of persuasion professionals, those who rely on the skills to earn a living, don't even possess the basic ability to sell or persuade. And we also found out that only 7% have mastered the skills to be called a great persuader. What's most amazing about this statistic is how little effort, time, or expense individuals, companies, and corporations would have to spend on sales and persuasion training to equip themselves with these vital skills. Armed with such knowledge, the persuader's income or the company's profitability increases dramatically, and the client, customer, friend is yours for life. The question I always get at this point is, well, how much will it cost me to acquire, learn, and master these skills? Well, let's shift the focus a little bit to that question. How much will it cost you if you don't? How much money have you lost with your inability to persuade? As the billionaire Donald Trump said, study the art of persuasion, practice it, develop an understanding for its profound value across all areas of life. You see, I was mad I hadn't learned these critical life skills while earning my college degree or an advanced business degree. Who or what had failed me? If persuasion was a skill of success, why hadn't I learned and mastered these skills from school or anywhere else for that matter? Why had I been given a pocket knife to chop down the tree of success and wealth? Why had I been given the wrong tools? I desperately wanted to answer these pressing questions. How could I master the priceless skill of persuasion? I read every book on the subject I could get my hands on, attended countless persuasion, leadership negotiations, and sales seminars, read thousands of studies on human behavior and social psychology, listened to every audio on persuasion, motivation, influence I could find. I gleaned lots of great information, but I found something was still missing. All the studies, programs, books, and speakers touched on great ideas, but I couldn't find a source that tied it all together. Frustrated, I decided to take my research to the next level. I sat through countless sales presentations, consumer intercepts, and surveys. I listened to telemarketing scripts, endured many offensive old-school persuasive tactics, and witnessed innumerable closes. I took sales and sales management positions to find out what was working. I sought out the top professional persuaders to learn what makes them tick. I monitored not only top persuaders, but their audiences as well to determine what they did and did not like, why they were or were not persuaded. Overflowing with my research results, I founded the Persuasion Institute to catalog my findings and share the secrets of persuasion with others who desire to reach the greatest potential. The Persuasion Institute has administered over 20,000 Persuasion IQ assessments. My role is to teach you the skills of top persuaders. What talents, traits, characteristics, habits, and mindset do top persuaders possess? How can an average persuader become a great persuader? Another one of my roles is to help you understand your audience. You see, what I do is talk to your customers, clients, and prospects after you do. I help you discover what makes your audience tick. Why are they lying to you? Not calling you back, avoiding you, running away, or not buying? I find out exactly what happened and what you can do to improve your ability to persuade and influence. At the Persuasion Institute, we are always testing, perfecting, and upgrading the skills of great persuaders. Learning how to persuade and influence makes a difference between hoping for a better income and actually having a better income. Again, I want you to ask yourself this question. How much money and income have you lost with your inability to persuade and influence? Think about it. What is your dollar figure? What is the number? Sure, you've seen some success, but think of the times you couldn't get it done. Has there ever been a time when you did not get your point across? When you are unable to convince someone to do something? Now, I've asked the question, how much has your inability to persuade cost you in your business? I've done this online and in seminars and in surveys, and the answer is staggering. Across the board, the average amount people felt they have lost totaled $4.3 million. Think about it. Over time, all these opportunities, relationships, business deals, or lost promotions take their toll. As I delved deeper into the subject, I realized that those who had mastered persuasion and influence were able to dictate their income and could almost effortlessly find employment, start a business, or lead others anytime, anywhere. Based on over 20 years of study, research, and experience in the field, the Persuasion Institute's Persuasion IQ assessment has cracked the code. The Persuasion Institute's findings and information will equip you with the essential habits, traits, and skills you need to become an unstoppable power persuader. The intelligence gathering, conceptual organizing, and explaining are all done for you. It is absolutely, bar none, the most comprehensive persuasion resource available today. So, do you think you're already persuasive? Think again. Research shows that most persuaders only use 3 to 4 persuasive techniques over and over and over again. Even high producers, top producers, typically use only 7 to 8 persuasive techniques. What a waste of talent. Did you know there are over 100 persuasive tools and techniques that you can have readily available right at your fingertips? How often have you faced someone who needed, wanted, liked, and could afford your product or service, but wasn't buying? Simply because you were unable to persuade him. It was perfect for both parties. What happened? If you look at persuasion like it's a piano, most people only use a few keys and are playing chopsticks, when they could be using all the keys of the piano and playing Mozart. We all need to learn, master, and apply all the keys to the piano of persuasion. Understanding that yesterday's persuasion training no longer applies in today's fast-paced, educated environment is the first step to mastering persuasion. Your audience does not want a product pusher, and they don't want to hear those cheesy one-liners. True, persuasion is all about creating customers and friends for life. It's not about getting that one quick sale that's all too likely to turn into a dissatisfied customer, a return, or even a refund. It's not about getting short-term compliance. That type of persuasiveness will generate long-term resentment, rebellion, and frustration. So what are some of the traits of top persuaders? Well, when the public is asked to identify the common traits and characteristics of great persuaders, the resulting responses are interesting. Now, some are self-evident, while others may surprise you. We hear, for example, informed, great communicator, determined, educated, hardworking, accurate, knowledgeable, punctual, humble, honest, solution-oriented, admits their mistakes, organized, empathetic, sincere, cooperative, honest, creative, adaptable, dependable, pleasant disposition, good listener, friendly, great personality, resilient, proactive, and a continuous learner. People aren't won over by tactics and gimmicks. In fact, they're all too weary of them. A New York Times poll found that 63% of respondents felt you can't be too careful in dealing with most people, and 37% said that most people would try to take advantage of you if they only got the chance. When asked what they thought about persuaders or salespeople, only 32% of the respondents had a positive attitude towards salespeople. The challenge is that most persuaders are certain they possess most of the traits I just talked about. But when you ask people and prospects they interact with, you get a completely different list. If you are in any area of persuasion, and we know everyone is, most of your audience, whether prospects, employees, or clients, will describe you as one-sided, loud, condescending, time waster, exaggerator, poor listener, fake friend, pushy, deceptive, greasy, fast talking, manipulative, dishonest, and devious. Or they complain about poor communication, that you're getting too personal too fast, being misinformed, blaming others. Or they will complain about persuaders. What they'll say is poor communication, getting personal too fast, being misinformed, blaming others, lacking follow-through, not really caring, overpromising, asking offensive questions, bad-mouthing the competition, needing to protect their wallet, lacking interpersonal communication skills, not understanding their business, useless small talk, and employing obvious closing tactics. Why all this negativity? Well, first of all, the general public is more educated now than ever before, which means they're more discerning. Secondly, all of us are bombarded by countless persuasive messages a day. You don't have to go looking for them. They find us. By the age of 20, the average American has been exposed to approximately 1 million television commercials. With such a constant marketing onslaught, who wouldn't be sick of it? Everyone starts to go numb with the sheer volume of daily persuasive attempts. So it's best to know the facts up front. Most people think persuaders talk too much, overpromise, fail to follow through, are only looking out for themselves, and are greedy and manipulative. In another study, a whopping 82% of those surveys said that they had negative feelings toward people who were selling something regardless what it was. What does this mean for you as a persuader? It means out with the old and in with the new. Forget about the old tactics, cliches, and stereotypes. It's not about having tricks up your sleeve and pulling a fast one. It's not about coercing, nagging, bullying, or begging. These forms of persuasion are not really persuasion at all. Now, of course, they may work initially, but their effects are only temporary, and your audience quickly becomes desensitized. I'm sure you've heard the adage, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, guess what? As a society, we've grown up to be more demanding and less patient. We no longer put up with the squeaky wheel. Sure, we might grease it a few times, but eventually, patience wears thin, and the squeaky wheel gets replaced. So instead of learning techniques and strategies, think about it in terms of transforming yourself into a naturally persuasive person. You are what's persuasive, not some tactic you employ. You're the real deal. You are persuasive because of the traits, talents, and characteristics you have integrated into your life. Persuasion is the critical skill, and it's transferable to any situation or career. Most people change their careers over 8 times during their lifetime. and cultivating your natural persuasiveness will bring you success in any job, setting, or business. Well, once on an airplane, I remember talking to a gentleman who was faced with a significant but very universal challenge. He always wanted to be an entrepreneur and to own his own business. He knew that having his own business and being his own boss were the keys of personal freedom and financial independence. He earned his college degree with honors and had done extensive research on his great business idea. He wrote the perfect business plan. Everyone said it was a great idea. It seemed he could not fail. But he made one vital mistake, thinking his college degree and extensive research were enough to ensure success. As it turns out, studies show that there's no correlation between college grades and lifetime earnings. Furthermore, this person sitting next to me on the plane had forgotten one crucial element, the one thing he had skimmed over in his haste to get to the good stuff, the nuts and bolts of his business. And it proved to be a major stumbling block. Can you guess what it was? Well, duh, it was persuasion. He thought he possessed the persuasion and people skills, but that is not what his potential clients thought. He did not have the ability to connect with people. He could not persuade others to believe in his ideas or services. He told me he had suffered a huge financial loss because of this one issue. It was extremely frustrating for him because he had gotten his degree, done his homework, and wanted to be successful. Every single possible detail was in order, but without persuasion, people, or communication skills, none of it mattered. This oversight is a common trend in the business and in particular in the entrepreneurial world. Did you know that 96% of all business startups fail within 5 years? Why is this so? The United States government's Small Business Administration and the research firm of Dun & Bradstreet set out to discover why. Why was this such a challenge? Both organizations spent considerable time and money trying to uncover the root of the problem. And in the end, they both came up with the same conclusion, that businesses fail because of a lack of sales. Well, duh. Dun & Bradstreet called this failure managerial incompetence, meaning that the individuals running these businesses did not know what they were doing. They didn't have the basic skills, regardless of the quality of the product. They also found that the number one area of incompetence was sales and marketing. In other words, those entrepreneurs who had failed did not know how to persuade others to take action and to use their product or service. In other words, sales fixes everything. Of course, that's assuming you have a great product or even a good product or service. So it's no secret that the majority of people who are fired or downsized are let go because of their inability to work and communicate with people. In other words, they lose their jobs because they lack people and persuasion skills. And as John Hancock said, the greatest ability in business is to get along with others and influence their actions. Ironically, many of the business owners and upper management executives who fire these individuals do not know what would make the situation better. They think they do, but often it is the wrong solution. When asked what the essential attributes of great persuaders are, they name many great skills and qualities, but surprisingly, not the ones that head the list. We hear that it's all about persistence, intelligence, aptitude, expertise, product knowledge, and organization, but the reality is that these things still don't explain why some people are great persuaders and others are not. Many people are like the man I met on the airplane. They have great intentions, they work hard, they put in the hours, but all that energy and effort aren't going to the right place. All the other stuff doesn't really matter if you're not persuasive. And why are the majority of individuals not persuasive? Well, for most people, persuasiveness is not innate. It is a learned skill. Unfortunately, many of the universities don't teach persuasion, sales, or interpersonal relations, so you can no longer turn to formal education to help reinforce these most fundamental business necessities, even in a business program. The Wall Street Journal reported on the importance of persuasion and sales training in MBA programs. It was found that the training usually ended up as a footnote at most graduate schools. Finally, many of the programs are starting to add basic sales training for their students. We all know persuasiveness is the number one skill for success, yet is not taught in most undergraduate and graduate programs. How can you be ready for success, life, and business without being trained in these basic skills? The ability to sell, market, close deals, communicate your ideas effectively, understand consumer behavior, give sales presentations, influence people, get clients, or raise money is the ticket to success. If you are good at persuasion, you can write your own ticket. So if you're going to put time, energy, and effort into honing your skills, be sure to focus on the ones that will give you the fastest, most dramatic improvements first. your persuasion skills. You've probably heard the proverbial phrase that dull knives work the hardest. If you can hone your persuasive abilities, your natural gifts and abilities will emerge and blossom even more because your persuasiveness will help get more people and more resources on your side. When this happens, your hard work doesn't feel so hard anymore. Instead of killing yourself to make things happen, you find that your work becomes fun. In our persuasion and negotiation workshops, I ask persuaders and entrepreneurs if they want to double their income. Of course, they always answer in the affirmative. But then they realize that the only way to double their income is to double their effort or double their ability to persuade and influence. Now, why haven't most persuaders caught up with the times? Why are so many still using the old tools that should have been put to rest a long time ago? Are you one of them? When you're meeting with your prospects, clients, or employees, are you a guest, an enemy, a pest, a product pusher, or even a pushover? Are you welcome or are you annoying? Think twice. Most people think they are welcome guests, but the reality is, and the research shows, that you are more likely to be an annoying pest. They just never told you. Times have changed, and we're no longer able to push people into a product or service. We need to be able to help them persuade themselves. To be an effective persuader, you must be able to bring your audience around to your way of thinking. And we've all seen great persuaders in action. We've all been in the presence of persuasive experts who automatically attract everyone to them. Wherever they go, people are captivated and influenced by such individuals' radiant energy and dynamic personality. People just naturally want to be persuaded by them. Most people wear an invisible badge on their chest that says, "Convince me. Help me make the right decision." They are thinking, "There's too much information. I need someone to trust. Someone to guide me in the right direction." These skills, persuasion and influence, can and should be learned. All this takes us back full circle to the challenge, where do great persuaders learn the skills, habits, and traits to reach the top? Are these capabilities acquired through osmosis? Are they ingrained in the persuader? Can they be learned? The answer to all these questions is a resounding yes. These learning methods are all part of the persuasion formula. How do you discover the skills you need to become more persuasive? Begin to embody these skills so they become a natural part of who you are. And you want to be able to see your grueling work turn into joy and passion. What you need to do before you proceed with these audios is go to persuasioniq.com and take the free persuasion skills assessment. That's persuasioniq, persuasioniq.com. Again, persuasioniq.com, and take the free skills assessment. And just for doing it, because it helps me with my research, I'll give you 10 common mistakes of old school persuaders for helping me. And you'll also help you discover your strengths and your weaknesses. Now, this will take some time. Do this when you do have time, because we need to rank you in the critical 15 areas of success. And after this assessment, you'll be able to see your greatest strengths and, of course, some of your weaknesses. We all have different strengths and weaknesses, but if you don't know what your strengths and weaknesses really are, that's when you run into a brick wall. So after you do that, you'll have a clear view of your starting point. You will know just what steps to take, and you will make faster progress. The Persuasion IQ evaluation is based on research compiled by the Persuasion Institute. We have gathered and analyzed information from all over the world and how and why persuasion works. As a result, the Persuasion IQ assessment will help you discover point by point and step by step what you need to do to transform yourself into a master persuader. Where do you rank? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? So let's wrap this up. During the course of this audio, I will use the words persuade and influence to deal with all forms of persuasion. I will also alternate the use of product or service to indicate the persuader's topic, bearing in mind that persuasion applies to so many situations beyond sales. So instead of using prospect, client, customer, or consumer, I will use the word audience just to make it simple. So understand, while revealing this crucial information, I'm not going to be concerned with being politically correct, tactful, or gentle. I won't sugarcoat reality. I don't think that's what you want. You want the truth. My job is to take your life and your income to the next level by teaching you the powerful skills of persuasion and influence. I'm going to be blunt. I will tell you the truth even when it hits you over the head. It's time to get past old habits. I know you've heard about obtaining closing skills and finding common interest. I know you've been told to sell benefits, not features, or to answer a question with a question, to handle objections, to create interest with WIIFM. Without the fundamental skill of persuasion, however, none of these tips or tricks means a thing. It is a new world out there. It's time to raise your persuasion IQ. It's time to master the world of persuasion. And as that old Chinese proverb says, if we do not change our direction, we are likely to end up where we are headed. After you've completed your persuasion IQ assessment, you'll know exactly what areas you need to pinpoint to become a great persuader. In fact, mastering the world of persuasion influence is an open book test. Remember those tests in school? They were my favorite type of test because all the answers are right there in front of me. Sure, I had to find them, but I also knew exactly where to look. I've applied the same open book theory to these audios. As you listen, I've provided all the guidance and areas of expertise you need to master to take your life and income to the next level. You can raise your persuasion IQ. As you cultivate these skills and attributes, you will see dramatic results in all aspects of your life. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Are you just saying you're ready? I know you're ready, so let's go. Let's make it happen.